philanthropist in the West, Jack Ma, was born in Hangzhou in 1964 by the name of Ma Yun. He was born during the Cultural Revolution in China, in which his family was persecuted for his grandparents having been members of the Chinese Nationalist Party. This group was opposed to Mao's Communist Party. If several things will be able to characterize the education, background, and way to success of Jack Ma, they are fighting, rejection, failure, hard work, vision, resolve, and agility. Across the life of this businessman, from childhood up until the time when he built a multi-million dollar global e-commerce technology giant, Jack Ma has failed lots of times. He was also called crazy and rejected even by his father, who warned him regarding his distinctive and dangerous ideas, which may have resulted in imprisonment in the earlier generation. He is the executive chairman and founder of Alibaba Group, which is a family of successful online businesses. He is the very first mainland Chinese entrepreneur who appeared on the cover of Forbes. As of November in the year 2014, he became the richest man in China and the 18th richest individual in the world, with an estimated net worth of $24 billion, according to Forbes. He learned life more from his failures and rejections than by the traditional channels of education. As a man of outstanding resolve, Jack Ma learned to fail forward and fail better. He failed a key primary test twice, failed a middle school test thrice, failed the college entrance examination twice, and has been rejected for most jobs that he applied for after he graduated from college. Jack Ma was the only applicant out of 35 to be rejected to the police force, and the only applicant out of 24 to be rejected as a KFC manager. He applied to Harvard more than 10 times, but he got rejected 10 times as well. He told himself that he should teach in this school someday. In the late 1990s, after he started Alibaba, he tried getting venture capital funding in Silicon Valley for Alibaba, but was rejected for running an unprofitable business model. Eventually, he went to China without funding. Unlike many idolized college dropouts, which have become successful entrepreneurs such as Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and Mark Zuckerberg, he earned his MBA from the Cheng Kung University when he was already building Alibaba in 2000. Even though he is critical of the traditional teaching practices, most particularly at business schools, Jack Ma is fond of academics. He's been an English teacher in a university himself, and he is also talking about teaching again someday in the future. Just like many brilliant, cutting-edge minds past and present, he struggled academically, more specifically across his early years in the secondary and primary schools, in which he failed repeatedly. Nevertheless, he excelled in the things that he was passionate about, such as teaching English himself. All throughout these formative years, he thought that as long as he could keep his resolve and work on attaining his goals, he would have a chance to become successful. Jack Ma said that if you never try, you will not know if there's really no chance. Jack Ma successfully failed forward academically at Hangzhou Teachers College and eventually in his business and career. When an individual listens to Jack Ma's speech about his formative and early years objectively, one will be able to observe that Ma has learned most of the life lessons by means of questioning, experimenting, and observing the status quo. During Ma's adolescent years, he taught himself English and then polished it through becoming a tour guide to foreign tourists unofficially. With these tourists and pen pal relationships, he has cultivated several tourist clients, along with his interaction with some relatives in Australia, and he learned a lot about the outside world. More specifically, he learned to question everything he was told or thought before, which is a practice that he applies up to this day. His capability of questioning and re-examining issues is helping him look at situations from varying angles and to see opportunities in which most people will only see problems. For instance, when most people were scared to do e-commerce in China because of an untrustworthy and unreliable payment system, Jack Ma got Alibaba to build Alipay without a need for approval from the Chinese banking authorities at the risk of his personal freedom. These days,